Women's Health and Fitness with Eileen Domiati. This, I was so engrossed in this article, Eileen, with regards to the problem solvers. And particularly, this is on nutrition, particularly because we talk about nutrition a lot on the show and from all different angles. But this article really is a Q&A, and every single question was something that I was interested in, that I would ask myself and want to find the answers to. So let's have a look at some of those questions and the answers. Okay, page 78.
I have it in front of me. Which one would you like? Which one that you know? Which one would you say that would be more you know, your area?
Well, and well, not me personally, but I think from, you know, one of the SMSs I get from listeners and thinking about the people that listen to this show. One here is about being a vegetarian. Yes. Now, being a vegetarian, you think it's a healthy diet, it's a healthy option, which it is. It can be, of course, if you are truly eating your vegetables, you're getting your vitamins and minerals from veg. But of course, you know, you can get into eating heavily on the dairy if you are a vegetarian that takes dairy. And if you're not, then where do you get your calcium from? Where do you get all of the vitamins that you need? In particular, iron, which of course we associate with meat. So here, I'm a vegetarian and I don't get enough iron.
Yes, I mean, that is always the risk of, and I think, when I was a vegetarian for some years, I did always consider myself lacking in iron, even though I never was officially told that. So I think we kind of take for granted that just because we're not getting the iron from protein sources, that we're not having enough of it. But you are, actually. You can get quite a good sources of iron from vegetable and plant sources. But what the important thing is we're trying to highlight in this piece is that it's what you put the vegetables with, because vitamin C helps to bring the iron out from the foods. So if you mixing some fruits with your salads will help the absorption of the iron. Whereas if you eat the plant source alone, you may not be able to absorb as much iron. So this is what we're trying to clarify here, and that I think this is very important as well, because I know being Irish, of course, there are a lot.
You're not, are you?
Yeah, very obvious, I know. That there are a lot of tea drinkers, and tea drinkers have, my mum is boiling the kettle 55 times a day, and she'll still ask you, do you want a cup of tea? Did you know that the tannins that are in tea and coffee and red wine can inhibit the iron in absorption? And actually, you know, it can be, you can see it quite obviously. The people who drink a lot of tea or a lot of caffeine do have who do lack a lot of iron in their diets, or they will find that they are run down,
lacking in energy, or
lacking in energy.
That can be a symptom, can't it?
And it may be just as simple as that. That, you know, they may be having too many teas and coffees. And
so you don't think of it, do you? Because you think of it for caffeine.
Yeah.
Not to take too much coffee and tea. It's got caffeine in your day. But also what else it might be drawing out of your system.
Yeah.
Interesting. The other one as well, and this is one I'm particularly interested in, is that I want to avoid sugar but can't get my afternoon pick-me-up elsewhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of us who start early mornings kind of find that 4 or 5 o'clock lull coming along, and you do think that maybe, you know, something sweet will have that pick-me-up effect. Yes, it is true. You will get a pick-me-up effect, but because it just goes, if you choose the sugar and processed route, then you'll be picked up, but you'll be dropped down just as quick. So what we're trying to highlight in this piece is that you choose a more healthier option. So having a glass of milk with some nuts or a piece of fruit, or opt for other nutrient-rich carbohydrates such as whole grains and legumes as an alternative. So you can still have your sugar, but not the...
It's not sounding as appealing, though, is it?
I knew you were going to say that. I know.
Just being honest.
Yeah, I agree, but this is, it's a fact. You know, if you're going to choose processed foods to give you that pickup, as I mentioned, you will have... it will drop you down just as quick, because your blood sugar is spiked immediately with... The sugars that you have in the processed foods, whereas if you have more foods that have slow releasing energy, it's better for you. So you have to try and take the healthier option.
Just understand why. Why, then maybe you won't like that sugar so much. I don't like the smell or taste of fish, but need to increase my omega-3 intake. So first of all, the benefits of omega-3.
Of course, it's great for your brain. It's a mind-nourishing supernutrient, and studies have shown that the omega-3 is good for brain health as well as starving off mental illnesses and cognitive disorders. So it's very, very important that we try to include as much omega-3s as we can. The omega-3s are usually found in fish, which are commonly known as salmon and
oily fish.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you can get that. But then for those as the problem is, I don't like the smell or taste of fish. What can you do? You can get omega-3 substitutes in the form of like vitamins. You can get
capsules, yeah.
Exactly, which you can take on a daily basis, and they will give you that omega-3. I mean, I'm trying to give my kids the cod liver oil at
yes.
the moment. I'm not a very nice mother at the moment, but
on a spoon, are you, with the holding
yeah.
the nose and taking
Actually,
it in?
That brings back memories of when I was a child, because I do remember having that done to me. But now, at least, thankfully, we can get the omega-3s with some flavours in it, so you don't have that really, really fishy taste.
Mm.
So.
But is it extremely good for you?
It is extremely good.
That fish oil is very good for you.
It is very good.
And I take it as well. And it is, you know, and your skin, your nails, but also what it, as you said, brain food. It's just, I think, all the research, all the things I've read about, you know, old age, people that live, that are stronger in their bones and stronger in their health, have eaten a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Or supplements with.
Supplements, yeah.
But do make sure when you're buying your supplements, when you're buying your vitamins, that it's, you know, that they
good
are.
Good quality, because
exactly.
there is a lot of stuff out there that wouldn't be as good as others. So do your research as well. Hop on the net and get your research done as to which ones you can get, or even order online as well. You can do that.
Problem solvers, that's the article in Women's Health and Fitness. There's many more problems in there with the answers. So check it out if you are really thinking about your health, thinking about your fitness, and want to know more, or indeed just want some inspiration. Great range, a very interesting inspirational story as well. So I'll tease you with that. Eileen Domiati, Editor-in-Chief of Women's Health and Fitness. Thank you very much. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Do
stay with me. Coming up next, I'm going to be talking to Prince Amir, 3 times former world champion in Thai boxing. I'm so looking forward to talking to him, finding out about the benefits of boxing and what's happening at the Champion Club at JLT here in Dubai.